standing by for Correct Weight. Correct Weight relays.
Weight is right.
That is weight now.
Correct Weight.
Correct Weight, Sydney.
Weight is right.
Correct Weight is up.
Welcome to RSN 927's Correct Weight.
And we now have Correct Weight.
Here's Warren Huntley.
Good morning. Welcome to Correct Weight Sunday, the 24th of April on this Anzac Day, long weekend. This time tomorrow we'll have Dean Lester, David Gately and myself going through the meeting at Flemington, trying to find some winners there. But this morning we've got plenty to look back on. Owners and Breeders Race Day, Caulfield yesterday, the showdown, the feature. What a terrific field there was. Plenty of connections on course with terrific prize money and bonuses on offer, and a great feel about that meeting at Caulfield that's continued to grow yesterday. Brad Taylor was part of the action from Anthony and Sam Friedman's stable. We'll join him shortly. King's Consort taking out the $1 million showdown, a cheap buy from Adelaide. Anthony using his astute eye there. Joe McKinnon will follow the theme with the win of King's Consort. We'll talk to George Yannis from Nora Lane Farm regarding the stallion I Love This City rain-affected track in Sydney. No stakes racing in Sydney yesterday, but plenty happening on course. Ray Thomas will take us through that meeting. Big day for Nick Ryan, and don't they celebrate a win? We saw Regards Marie snaring the victory late in the Vobis Gold Sprint, and the team were up and about. We'll catch up with Nick this morning. And a big day we come to expect it for Kieran Maher, but a terrific win from Grand Slam. On towards the Warrnambool Cup. Couple of winners in Sydney with Quintello and Chevalier on that rain-affected ground. So plenty get through in this first hour. Then Dean Lester and Dan Malecki will join me to look back on racing at Caulfield. We'll touch on some stakes racing in Adelaide. We'll also touch on a special race at Kyneton yesterday, the Frank Conlon Memorial, taken out by Tommy Conlon. A very emotional win with Dean Holland in the saddle. Worth touching on that victory at Kyneton yesterday with Zip It Up taking out the Frank Conlon Memorial. Well done to Tommy and the family there. The big race at Caulfield yesterday was the showdown of $1 million, King's Consort, with Mark Zara in the saddle for Anthony and Sam Friedman.
Hallelujah is the leader coming up towards the corner at the 450 from Over Shady. Bello Bow is looming three wide. Capital Express behind them, followed by Volander. Then Don't Change as Hallelujah left the fence in front. Back behind those horses, Soju Session and King's Consort. 250 out. Hallelujah with Volander, the inside, Over Shady. Bello Bow, Capital Express and King's Consort. Bello Bow below the 200 took the front from Volander. King's Consort's flying. Bello Bow at the 100 grabbed by King's Consort over the top. King's Consort's going to win it. King's Consort from Bello Bow Volander.
Well, he had that little bit of race experience. He had Mark Zara in the saddle, and he had the Anthony and Sam Friedman polish for a feature two-year-old race at Caulfield. Brad Taylor from the stable joins us this morning. Congratulations, Brad.
Thanks, Warren.
All those things are a factor, aren't they? The Anthony and Sam polish, you play a role in that in the team as well, but seem to be really able to target the juvenile features, particularly at Caulfield.
Yeah, as I said yesterday, we don't really want it to close for a couple of years. It'd be quite nice to stay there for these two-year-old features. But, you know, it's lovely to win this race. Obviously, it's worth a lot of money for the Victorian breeders. And, you know, we had a bit of a setback earlier in the week, and we thought that put pay to our chances with crosswinds. This horse just worked really well on Tuesday. And funny enough, our foreman at Flemington, Steve Adams, he's got a share in him, as well as the track rider in Strappy yesterday, Paul. And when crosswinds wasn't going to be a factor, Steve had sent through the report on Tuesday work and said, you know, probably the best of his preparation. I rang him on Tuesday night and said, well, do you think it's worth running him? Because we're going to go to 1400 next week, and obviously we had Mark Zara booked and he wasn't going to have another ride. So rather than, he only had to run the first 10 to win more prize money than he did winning a would if he was to win a maiden next week. So yeah, to throw out the stumps. To be fair, it probably wasn't, you know, a vintage field. There was only a couple of race winners and it was a maiden apart from that. So we knew he'd be strong, and Anthony sort of said earlier in the week I'd actually just about prefer to give him another 1200 metre run before he went to 1400. So you know, he's very good at identifying these 2 year olds as yearlings and you know, picking them out early and when we were training them. And yeah, this is just another feather in his cap.
I think there's going to be some form of disclosure put in place. Steve Adams, I think, also had a share in your Derby winner and Good Horse Warning. So I think we need to be more public about the horses that Steve's got involvement in. He seems to have a lot of luck. The background of this horse, you said that Anthony picked him out for not a lot of money. How did he come into the stable?
Yeah, and obviously we had a bit of success in Adelaide with King of Hastings, who was bought for the same money by I Love the City, and sort of we just went over there and thought, you know, they're easy horse to syndicate off the back of that. And, you know, Anthony picked two out from the sale, and they sold very quickly. Actually, this guy, a couple of people pulled out. That's why Steve and the staff at Flemington got in. Just Anthony goes to Adelaide. He loves Adelaide. He's obviously bought Warning and King of Hastings, Mum and Five from that sale. So he sort of just shuts the book and doesn't look at pedigrees too much. I think I read on Twitter or social media last night, there's only one stakes winner in the pedigree of King's Consort in the fourth dance. So, you know, it's they're all bought on tight, and he was just of the two sort of I Love the Cities, he was more of the sharper type. The other one was a bit more like King of Hastings, and he's a bit like that. He's had a couple of preps. So, just that's how he came in. Anthony Julian does the groundwork for a start and has the list for Anthony to go in, and he has the final say. So, you know, he's, you know, Julian's a very, very good bloodstock agent, and then you've got the eye of Anthony as well. So you've got two very good judges, and obviously Sam's learning his rope, learning the ropes as well off two great judges, and that's why we've got, you know, so many good horses. They've brought Artorias and a number of other good horses over the past few years. So, you know, it's great for the staff to be able to work with these good horses, and obviously the owners reap the rewards by winning these races.
Syndication's such a big part of racing. We've got companies like Dream Thoroughbreds, First Light Racing, many others bringing people into racing. Greg Carpenter was doing the presentations for Racing Victoria yesterday, and he met some people from the Footy Racing Syndicate and the Piggy Bank Syndicate who were racing their first horse, a number of those people. This horse hasn't been syndicated by a syndication company. How do you go about networking with those type of people and bringing them into racing?
Look, we just got an email list for our database that just go out and then just advertise on the website and that sort of thing. And obviously the boys from Rob the Piggy Bank, they're first time owners, and they were over the moon. And obviously there was another owner there yesterday, Paul Ryan. His first horse was Mummify, so he's had a number of good horses over the time. He's in King of Hastings as well, and Footy Racing, he's obviously a big owner of ours. He's been a great supporter of the stable for over 30 years. So he was thrilled when I spoke to him last night. And then literally the rest, there's two 10% owners and the rest are all 5% owners. So that's what it's all about. They didn't have to spend much to get in the horse. I think it was about, $1,600 to get in for your 5%. So, you know, we're not just buying those expensive horses. Anthony doesn't really go over the 250, 300 mark very often if it's not majority sold, so he loves buying sort of under the 150 mark, and over there especially we've had great success. You know, King of Hastings, he's won $700,000. He was a $32,000 purchase. Warning, who's, you know, won the Derby, I think he's close to over $2 million now, he was a $62,000 buy. So it's just a sale that Anthony buys on tight rather than pedigree, and pedigree is not everything, because there's always a good one in a pedigree somewhere.
He won't be going to a 1400 metre maiden, but what could lie ahead in the short term for King's Consort?
Oh, look, we'll just see how he pulls up. Obviously, there's going to be probably a bit of interest from Hong Kong, I'd imagine. There's races like the Sires in Adelaide, or there's a 1400 metre race in about 3 weeks' time at Flemington. He's a horse that's probably going to get out to the mile, and hopefully we can see him back there next year for the Vobis Guineas. That would be a great result. We'll just see how he pulls up. He's only had the two runs, obviously, but now he's got to step up and grade a bit. So we'll head to, he might head to Adelaide. I think it's on the 14th or the week after. The size is on the 14th, and then the race at Flemington's, I think, the week after. So we'll just see how he does. He'll come back down to the farm tomorrow and have a couple of easy days in the paddock, and then we'll work him back up.
Midwest's been flying the flag terrifically for the stable this preparation. 1,100 metres, no problem, the way the race shaped up yesterday. How'd you see his win?
Yeah, he's just incredible with this preparation, you know. The gear changes worked a miracle here. Obviously, he had quite good... If you look back on his form as a two-year-old, as a colt, it's actually not too bad form. There's a couple of good horses beat him. He probably should have won at Cranbourne when Jamie rode him. She probably just rode him a little bit too pretty. But We gelded him, brought him back, and yeah, he's just turned a corner. It was a great win. We always thought that Jamie would, you know, get along with his horse, with his racing style. She's so good on those horses, and but Logan McNeil and Hannah Edgerly have done a terrific job on him, and he's raced really well. I know the form's probably not too strong through the races he's come through, but he's only little, as you would have seen in the mountain yard yesterday, and there's not too much of him, and he's had big weights right the way through, taking on older horses. So dropping back to 3-year-old grade and 58 kilos, we just thought it was a perfect race for him, and his speed out the barriers is just such an asset for him. He can sort of coast along in front at his own tempo, and they sort of leave him alone because he's going quick enough for him to be left alone. And we were concerned about the sort of the last 50 against those better type of horses yesterday, but Jamie came back and said you could go 1200 no problem in the future. So yeah, he's done a terrific job. He's had 7 runs this preparation for 6 wins and narrowly beaten him in the other start. So he's probably just about had enough of this preparation, and we can put him aside, and we'll have a look sort of what brings to him through the spring. Obviously, we'll just place him correctly. He's obviously a gelding, and he's done a terrific job. I think he's won 330,000 this prep, so it's great for all the owners involved. Obviously, Rosemont are great supporters of the stable, and on such a day, the Vobis Day, they're great supporters of the breeding industry here in Victoria. So, just a big thank you to them, and obviously Will Johnson, who helped select the horse, his group of owners. They're a great bunch. They're also good mates with Sam. So, there's a terrific group of owners involved in him.
He might be due for a break. Ain't No Deal Done's only third up yesterday and chasing a smart horse in Grand Slam. What do you make of his run?
Yeah, he's probably just racing a little bit more dour than what he was as a 3-year-old. And we probably put that down to the amount of work we had to, groundwork we had to put into him to get him back to the races. Obviously, it was a pretty nasty injury he sustained, and we probably didn't think we'd ever see him back, to be honest with you, when it first happened. I remember seeing him sort of the day after it happened, and the vets were pretty confident he'd never race again, so it was a bit of a miracle to even have him back at the races. So, look, he's just racing a little bit more down. He's probably wanting a little bit further in trip now. We'll probably give him another run at 2,000. We might look to add the blinkers. They seem to work with the progeny of Dundee, or winkers, even like we did with Super Seth. So we'll probably keep him at 2,000 for his next run, and then look to step him out to the 24, 2,500. There's plenty of those sort of races through the next few months, and obviously just try to win a bit more prize money with him.
What about La Mexicana? She had that unfortunate incident at Mornington, the scratch behind the barriers, and she endured a tough run yesterday. It hasn't really been working out for La Mexicana. Where do you think she's at?
Yeah, Jai, obviously, you know, she's just, no disrespect to any other rider that's ridden her, but Jamie's just the one that clicks with her, and obviously she had the ride in the favourite, which is understandable yesterday. And obviously the earplugs went back in, just a gear we use. She goes into the barriers and they come out right at the last minute. Sort of Jai pulled them out and they're ready to go, and she sort of just leaped in the air as the barriers opened, and that put pay to her chances. So, she was disappointing. She probably just hasn't, she might have just had enough of racing, so she's going to be retired. She's going to head back up to Ricky Sorace's farm next week, and she'll head to a good stallion. Obviously, she's from a nice pedigree and a group winner throughout her career, or dual group winner through her racing career. So she's a lovely mare. She'll make a lovely brood mare, and hopefully we can see one of her progeny in the stable in a few years' time.
And how's Steel Prince heading to Flemington for the first on Anzac Day tomorrow?
Yeah, he's super. He's going really well. We're a wrap with his run the other day. Matty probably just got caught napping and probably didn't know the horse well enough. Just got left flat-footed when they sprinted away, and looks like it might be a slightly run race tomorrow, and you know, we'll put the senior rider back on Jai. He knows him incredibly well, and you know, hopefully we can make it a bit more staying test. He's probably ready to peak now. We're probably a bit conscious about his fitness levels the other day. Obviously, he had another one that had a long time off with a tendon injury, and he's improved out of the run. His work on Tuesday morning was the best of the preparation, and he was back to his old self. So, albeit he's got to carry, I think, 6.5 or 6 kilos more than anything else in the race, but he's well and truly the class galloper of that field, and he should be really hard to beat tomorrow.
And on a personal note, many may know you're the partner of the lovely Jane Ivell, part of the Racing.com team, two gorgeous kids at home now, Pippa and Luca. When do we see Jane back on the screens with Racing.com?
Well, unfortunately for me, it's next Saturday, so I've got to take over the Daddy Dakey on a Saturday, so that's why I enjoyed yesterday's race day, and I'll be the stay-at-home dad on from Saturdays going forward. So, yeah, she's back next Saturday and off to Warrnambool, so no, she's looking forward to it.
Well done yesterday, Brad. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All good. Thanks, Warren.